Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 23, verse 1-16. We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会用, 启应的方式读出, 先读英文, 然后再读中文。
Verse 1. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, the Hittites answered Abraham. Abraham rose and bowed to the Hittites, the people of the land. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns. It is at the end of this field. For the full price, let him give it to me in the presence as property for a burying place. No, my Lord, hear me. I give you the field and I give you the cave that is in it. In the sight of the sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. And he said to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, but if you will, hear me, I give the price of the field. Accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there. My Lord, listen to me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? Bury your dead.
创世记嘅二十三章第一节，撒拉享受127岁，这是撒拉一生的岁数。后来亚伯拉罕从死人面前起来，对客人说。 客人回答说，回答亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕就起来向那地的客人下拜。 把前头上那物比拉洞给我，他可以按着足价卖给我，葬我在你们中间的坟地。不然我主请听，我送给你这块田，连田间的洞也送给你，葬我同族的人面前都给你，可以埋葬你的死人。 在他们面前对以弗伦说：你若应允，请听我的话，我要把田价给你，求你收下，我就在那里埋葬我的死人。我主请听，值400舍客勒银子的一块田，在你我中间还算什么呢？只管葬你的死人吧。 亚伯拉罕听从了以弗伦，照着他在客人面前所说的话，把买卖通用的银子平了400舍客勒给以弗伦。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Thomas. The title is Faith of a Sojourner.
今日麦牧师传讲信息嘅题目系异乡客之信心。
大家早晨
，Good morning, everyone.
好高兴见到大家。
So happy to see all of you.
我哋好高兴见到我哋当中有两位嘅客人。
And especially our two guests this morning.
当我仲喺正约堂嘅时候，30年前我都第一次见佢哋。
I met them 30 years ago at Covenant Church.
咁十几年之后，当我去到神学院嘅时候。
And so many years have gone by, and I was in seminary school.
有一日我喺图书馆嗰度，我离远见到一个人好熟面口。
One day I was in the library and I saw someone familiar.
佢高咁高嘅，你唔会认得佢嘅，唔会话唔认得佢。
He was so tall, you would not forget.
我当我嗌咗佢之后，佢居然嗌得出我个名 ，Thomas.
As I called to him, he was able to call my name.
我识佢个名唔出奇啊，但如果佢咁多人都见过咁多人，佢仲记得我个名，我真系好觉得好惊讶。
Of course, for me to remember his name is pretty normal, but for him, since he's met so many people, that's amazing.
十几年之后我哋会再见面。
And more than 10 years, we meet again.
之间我都见过一次一两次噶啦。
And in between, we've met a couple of times.
佢亦都系佢两位，亦都系我最 admire 最敬佩嘅宣教士。
These two guests are my most admired missionaries.
佢愿意放低喺佢美国嘅左右，而去到一个好远嘅地方。
He is able to forsake everything, to go to a foreign land.
而且系咁多年，仲系好忠心嘅喺嗰个地方去侍奉神。
And so many years devoted to God's call.
愿神祝福佢哋。
May God bless them.
我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
多谢主你嚟拯救我哋。
Thank you, Lord, for coming and saving us.
冇咗你，我哋喺世上唔知道咩叫做真理。
Without you, we would know what reality is.
唔知咩叫做我哋应该去敬拜嘅对象。
We would not know who to worship.
但你只有你才是唯一的真神。
But only you are the true God.
你竟然愿意来到世上，好叫彰显你儿子来到世上，彰显你给我们看。
That you willingly sent your son here for us to see.
你都差遣你的宣教士将这个音来的传道去万全地去。
And you call your missionaries to spread the good news of the gospel.
在当中他们会经过有很多的困难。
And they endure much difficulties.
无论是身体上的或者是灵性上的。
Whether bodily or spiritually.
但你都同样去保守和保护他们走过来。
But you continue to guide and protect them.
求主你继续使用灵牧师。
May you continue to bless these missionaries.
让他们两位能够在当地成为你的继续成为你的见证
so that they continue to be a good witness for you.
我们今天来这里 我们一起来敬拜的时候
Today as we come and worship you,
当我传讲你的话语在 Alex 翻译的时候
and as I speak your words and Alex translates,
当我们会众一同来听你的话语的时候
and for those who are listening to your words,
求主你的灵与祂同在
May your spirit be with us
要我们能够要这个话你的话语能够去被听得明白
So that we can understand your words
我们这样祈祷 是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 当我们讲到异乡客的时候 sojourner,
When we talk about sojourner,
我们想到很多的新移民。
We think of new immigrants.
有些会是被逼的，因为打仗他要走难。
Some is due to persecution or difficulties or wars.
有些是他自己要选择，要离乡别井去读书或者打工。
Some do it willingly because they leave their place so that they can get an education or a better work.
去到另外一个地方去寻找一个新的机会。
They would arrive at a new place and start a new life.
亦都有啲系好似宣教士咁。
Just like missionaries.
有些好像宣教士那样甘心放低他们舒适的生活。
Just like missionaries to leave behind their comfortable life.
去到另外一个国家里面去传福音。
To go to a new place to spread the good news of the gospel.
在一个不属于他的地方他努力去融入又努力去生存。
A place that is not theirs, but they must blend in to the life there.
但是同时也都有因为宗教的信仰或者种族或者文化的缘故。
But because of economic or religious or many other reasons,
会受到人的敌视和歧视。
They would be persecuted and shamed on.
在那里生活，但那个地方又不属于他们。
They have to live there, a place that they're not familiar with.
在当中做新移民都知道有很多的辛酸和艰苦。
And of course, for new immigrants, they must bear much pain and sorrow.
就算在这里出世的 ABC 都好。
And even for those who are born here in America, ABCs.
相信在这个地方有一个身份的认同也是一个很大的挑战。
And I believe that this place presents a challenge to you as well.
这个第一代的移民的阿伯拉罕
This first generation immigrant, Abraham.
他回应神的呼召来到迦南地已经有62年了。
He answered God's call and arrived in the land of Canaan for 62 years.
但经过这么多年看来他的生活质适应得挺好。
And for many, many years, he seemed to be able to blend in and have a good life there.
他看到他有很多财富有些牲畜同埋有很多工人。
He has wealth and servants and much money.
他也都睇有到他的当地人的尊重。
And he gained the respect of the local people there.
他当地的客人一齐呢他第六节他讲话我主挺挺你在我们中间是一位尊大的王子或者叫亦做神的王子。
And it tells us in verse 6, you are the, hear us, my Lord, you are a prince of God among us.
但是就在他太太撒拉127岁那年。
It was during the year where Sarah was 127.
这位从阿伯拉罕去蒙受神的呼召一同去到迦南地一同的叫伴侣的撒拉去过了身。
This companion who was called by God as well, died.
我一路喺度睇落嚟，喺创世记第十二章一路睇落嚟嘅时候。
When I look at from Genesis chapter 12 and on,
撒拉同埋阿伯拉罕度过好多个困难。同埋有好多喜乐嘅日子。
Sarah and Abraham has endured many sorrow and as well as joyful times.
但而家嚟呢一个咁失去佢至爱亲人嘅呢个悲伤。
But at this time, as Abraham grieved and mourned for the loss of Sarah,
会使到人会感觉到好混乱同埋好痛苦。
It caused them much sorrow and confusion as well.
当我失去至亲的人的时候，心好像被人插一刀咁样。
And when you lose a loved one, it's as though you were stabbed in the heart by a knife.
或者一步一步的向下走向一个无底的深渊的里面。
Or like we're descending one step at a time into a bottomless pit.
在一个很绝望里面的时候，我记得有个牧师这样讲过。
A pastor once said, when you have lost hope,
就算在最低的地方的时候, 耶稣已经在那里去迎接你,
it is at the lowest place that Jesus would welcome you.
所以在那里的时候,
so we do not need to withhold our tears.
或者我们假装我们好像很若无其事很快乐,
or we make believe that we're happy.
对我们基督徒来讲, 神已经在耶稣基督里面给了我们一个新的生命和新的盼望。
For Christians, Jesus Christ already gave us a new life and new hope.
圣经说我们因为人犯了罪的缘故,
the scripture tells us that when someone has sinned,
人被放逐离开伊甸园,
that we were driven out of Eden,
去放逐离开神的念,
that we would be driven out and never to see the face of God again,
在世上我们好像客旅在飘流,
that we are like sojourners wandering,
在我们人生里面经过很多个痛苦和很短暂,
and in our life we face many sufferings and short-term problems,
之后死亡临到我们每一个人,
until death comes to each and every one of us.
圣经说我们以前在这样的时候好像我们不是属于神的子民,
scripture tells us that it is though we are not God's people,
但我们现在都成为神的儿女了,
but now we are God's children,
因为神的儿子耶稣基督,
because God's Son, Jesus Christ,
为了我们付上了他的生命成为一个赎价,
because of our sins, he purchased us with his life.
要一切信耶稣的人能够得到这个永远的生命,
for those who believe will have eternal life.
而且我们得到一个圣灵做我们的印记,
and we have the Holy Spirit to witness for us,
保证我们在耶稣基督里面所得到的产业,
so that we know we have life in Jesus Christ.
保证我们在耶稣基督里面所得到的inheritance,
so that we know that we have this inheritance in Jesus Christ.
这个产业就是说直到将来有一天我们可以回到我们天上的家里面,
this inheritance means that someday we'll be able to return to our home.
在那里我们不再去流离在飘荡,
there we will not need to sojourn and wander.
当我们回到天上的时候我们不会再有分离的痛苦,
we will not have the pain of alienation or separation anymore.
没有一样东西能够再将我们和耶稣基督的爱去隔开,
there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
所以我们今天在世上寄居这个破碎的世界里面的时候,
that's why as we live in this broken world,
我们可以现在可以随时回到耶稣基督的身边,
we can go to the side of Jesus at any time,
可以在悲痛的日子里面紧紧地抓住祂,
that we can in the sorrowful and painful days, we can hold on to Jesus.
就算那个在我们最痛苦的日子里面,
even in the most painful days,
因为耶稣曾经为我们受过苦,
because Jesus Christ has already suffered for us.
他和我们经历过同样要受过他的遭遇的悲痛,
that he has experienced the pain that we have endured.
他知道我们的痛苦,
he knows our suffering.
他知道我们何时的信心会是软弱,
he knows when our faith is weak.
他知道我们当我们失去至亲的时候会没办法的独自去承受,
he knows that when we have lost the loved ones and we cannot bear the sorrow,
而且我们当下现在的情况不会是永远都是这样,
of course these conditions are not permanent.
有一天我们会再见到耶稣,
one day we will see Jesus.
那个信心将会变成眼见,
our faith will become visible.
我们将会在那个永不止息的婚宴里面一同去庆祝,
that we will be on the last day be able to celebrate and enjoy together.
这个就是亚伯拉罕最渴慕的,
That is the yearning and longing that Abraham has.
这个就是这样，就渴望一个这样神为他预备的更美的家乡。
That is the yearning for such a beautiful home for Abraham.
虽然他现在会遭遇到有分离的痛苦。
Even though he is dealing with pain and sorrow at the moment,
但是神，他知道神为他预备一个更美的家乡。
But he knows God has already prepared a beautiful home for him.
当希伯来书他回顾亚伯拉罕的一生，这个做客旅寄居的一生的时候。
As the scripture in Hebrews tell us what he remembers.
希伯来书第十一章第八到第八节这么讲。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 says,
第八节说，亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他第九节，他因着信，就在咗应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Verse 9, by faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents.
第十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着了应许的，他从远处看见，看见神的应许，定着欢喜的迎接。
Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
第16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神。 并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 16, but as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
这个这样承认自己在世是寄居是客旅的。
Abraham accepted the fact that he is a sojourner.
不单止帮助亚伯拉罕去面对死亡，
not only to help Abraham to face death，
更加的在他今天的日子里面，去表达到他对神的信心，
but also to show his faith to God。
今天的经文除了讲到撒拉的死之外，
today the scripture not only talks about the death of Sarah，
它更加有一个很大的篇幅的讲及一种无地的买卖的交易。
But there's also many verses that speaks of this transaction for the burying place.
作者可以这么详细记载，就不单只是关乎撒拉，可以就好受到尊重的去埋葬。
So that all these verses describe also the respect for Sarah to be buried, as well as this transaction for the land.
也关于以后在这边神了应许过要给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的地方。
And also, it's a reminder for the descendants of Abraham, the promised land.
也关乎亚伯拉罕对神的应许，他的信心的行动。
And Abraham's trust and belief in what God has promised to him.
一直来到第23章的时候，虽然亚伯拉罕已经来到迦南地62年了。And
until chapter 23, where Abraham has already been in Canaan for 62 years.
我已讲过他生活都过得不错。
We said that his life was pretty good.
但他一直在这个地方都没有他自己的产业。
But he never owned any property.
都是住在一个帐篷里面的游牧民族。
He lived in tents.
我们中国人来到美国。
For Chinese to come to America.
我们一有些积蓄，很多人都拿来买屋。
Soon as we have a little saving, we long to buy a house.
我象征咧喺呢个异乡啊，能够有一片属于佢自己嘅地方。
So that we can have a place we call our own.
但阿伯拉罕佢冇咁做。
But Abraham didn't do that.
虽然佢有好多个机会。
Even though he had many opportunities.
但佢都冇用佢嘅自己嘅办法嚟去攞呢个地。
He didn't use his own plans to gain this land.
反而佢有耐心嘅等候神。
But he had the patience to wait for God.
佢都有信心留喺呢一个唔属于佢嘅地方嘅里面。
He had the patience to remain in a land that was not his.
有咁嘅信心，喺个寄居嘅生活嚟讲，对好多人嚟讲系一个某一个程度嘅困难。
And with such faith,it would be difficult for many, many other people.
我哋个心里头会觉得好似冇一个归属感。
Our hearts would not have a familiarity with that place.
冇一个安定感。
We do not have a security feeling.
觉得好生活冇保障。
We have no protection or security.
阿伯拉罕因为佢系呢笪地方系一个外人嘅缘故。
Because Abraham was a foreigner.
通常他本地人呢是不会愿意将个土地卖给他的。
Now, normally, the local people there are willing to sell to someone.
除非他是藉着一个通婚的缘故。
And they would only sell, say, through marriage.
但是亚伯拉罕知道神不要他和他后裔这样去做。
But,Abraham knew that God didn't want Abraham nor his descendants to do such a thing.
属神的人，他不能够从那些拜偶像的迦南人去结婚。
For the believers of God, they cannot intermarry with the unbelievers.
这个正是神呼召亚伯拉罕离开吾尔其中一个原因。
This is the reason that God has asked Abraham to leave Haran to come here.
跟住神差派佢哋进入去迦南地去见证神。
So that Abraham would go and live in Canaan to witness for God.
去宣告神喺呢一个地上面嘅主权。
So that he would be able to tell the people God's providence.
并且叫万国嘅人去离开偶像去归向神。
And so that the people there would leave their idols and worship God.
同样神亦都差派基督徒进入我哋而家现今嘅文化嘅里面。
Just as God sent Christians into the world today.
我等下先再讲。
That's something we'll talk about next time.
跟住讲就亚伯拉罕佢今次佢就想要同一个叫做以弗伦嘅客人去做买卖。
And today we see that Abraham has this transaction with a man named Ephron.
佢买佢喺嗰个希伯伦 Hebron 嗰个地方嘅麦比拉洞嚟做坟地。
He is to purchase this cave in Mephah in the land of Hebron.
希伯伦呢个地方
，Hebron this place
系除咗话啱啱嘅，即系啱呢个地方嘅撒拉佢啱就住喺呢度，啱啱喺呢度过世。
Aside from Sarah and Abraham living there and Sarah passing away there,
希伯伦呢个地方好重要对佢嚟讲，因为系神曾经好多次向亚伯拉罕显现同埋立约嘅地方。
Hebron is also an important place to Abraham. It's the place where God has met him and God has made a covenant with him.
呢个买卖开始嘅时候，客人就愿意去让亚伯拉罕用他们的任何一个墓地 tomb 去埋葬。
And as we see, the locals there allow Abraham to have his choices pick a place for the tomb.
但是亚伯拉罕要买一个永久性的山洞。
But Abraham wanted to purchase a more permanent place for burial.
而这个拥有人的以弗伦就说，
But Ephron said,
他说呢，我送埋给亚伯拉罕连这个山洞在内周围那些田地。
I will also give you the land surrounding this burial place.
亚伯拉罕说，他坚持说，我要给回些田价你。
And Abraham said immediately, I also need to pay you.
以弗伦他在第十节就这么说了。 话呢个值第八个啊，这第八个这克勒嘅田嘅几块田地算得乜嘢啊
？But Ephron in verse 10 said, "Oh, this is only 400 shekels of silver. What is it to me?"
啊，你算得乜嘢啊？嚟攞去埋葬你个死人啦！
Yeah, what is it to me? Take it, bury your dead.
这个是当时人他出嫁 的其中一个习惯。
Actually, that is the typical transaction for people buying and selling at that time.
他这样说出来这块地我想要拿400个银子。
Actually, he wanted to tell Abraham, I want 400 shekels of silver for this land.
于是亚伯拉罕立刻在城门口当着很多人的面前。
So Abraham, in front of all the people, said,
他听足这400个这克勒银子去给他。
He waited 400 shekels of silver to give to Ephron.
这个是一个普通人的整年的人工来的。
It is an annual wage for a person.
是很多钱，是很昂贵的。
It is a lot of money for an individual.
你见佢喺度听，佢仲听一路听好多次，就听足呢嚿四百个银子先俾佢。
They measured, they waited, and it was 400 shekels.
亚伯拉罕并冇同佢讲价。
Abraham did not ask for a reduced price.
呢个就要表明呢个交易嗰个合法化同埋可信性。
It's to show the legality of this transaction and permanency.
以免他们的后人反复去有争议。
So that the descendants would not complain or disagree with this transaction.
亚伯拉罕在这个买卖去里面，你看到他有一个信心的行动。
We see that in this transaction that Abraham had faith.
他是信服神给他的呼召。
He is faithful to God's calling.
他就要留在这个应许之地。
He stayed in the promised land.
而不会回去哈兰这个地方去埋葬他太太撒拉。
He did not go back to the land of Haran to bury Sarah.
这片地用很贵的价钱买回来的。
He purchased this land with an expensive price.
是他唯一 是属于他 的 一片的地方。
And it is now what he owns, this property.
不单只成为他自己和后人的埋葬的地方。
It is not only for his burial, but also his descendants as well.
也都成为神要赐给他后裔为业那个单批文的凭据。
It is as though God has paid for this down payment for him and his descendants.
好像出现了第一个果子出现了。
We see the first fruits.
而亚伯拉罕相信神确实会继续的完成他的应许。
Abraham believed that God will continue to fulfill all his promises.
虽然亚伯拉罕他当时并冇亲眼去见到。
Even though Abraham did not see it with his own eyes.
但亚伯拉罕更加的知道。
But Abraham knows.
他现在生活在这个迦南的地方并不是他的家。
That even though he is living in the land of Canaan, it's not his home.
圣经说他等候和渴慕的另一个更美的在天上的家乡。
Scripture tells us that he is yearning and longing.For the home in heaven.
这个这样的客旅的心态看到他不会说抓紧些东西不放。
This sojourner's faith is not like someone who is holding on to something and won't let go.
这就是包括他所拥有的财物。
Including his wealth.
包括是他的独生的儿子以撒。
And including his only son, Isaac.
因为他信心在这里去依靠神了给他的供应。
Because his faith, he trusted God to fulfill his promise.
在那里看他能够用很贵的价钱去买这个地方。
And he's able to have wealth to purchase this land.
也都能够使到在叫他周围的人能够看到他所敬拜的耶和华真的是真神。
And it allows all the local people there to see his true God.
有神的同在和神的祝福。
That God is with him and he is blessed by God.
这个其实都是我们基督徒生活的模式。
And of course, this is a model for us Christians to follow.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上已经付出这个极重的赎价。
Because Jesus Christ on the cross has already paid such an expensive price.
为我们赢得那个是一个真正的产业。
So that we can have a true property.
我们已经是从这个隔离的里面去翻翻去神的家里面了。
So that we will one day return to God's home.
但我们所有的事物现在还未完全的更新。
But all the properties and things have not been renewed.
要一直要等到耶稣基督再回来在新天新地的时候才能完全的更新。
We must wait for the return of Jesus Christ in the new world.
但是因为耶稣基督从死里复活就成为一个初熟的果子。
And because Jesus Christ was resurrected, he is the first seed.
我们确信呢，我们将来也都同样的复活去更新。
We believe we too will resurrect like Jesus Christ.
现在罪虽然不再是我们的主人。
Now, sin is no longer our master.
但是他仍罪仍然是我们的敌人。
But sin is still our enemy.
罪仍然存在在这个文化、政治、经济每一个领域的里面。
Sin still prevails in our economics, in our politics, in our life.
我们整个个世界的创造都在这里叹息。
Groaning. The whole world is groaning.
And the whole world is still groaning.
希望能够从这个败坏的捆绑的里面能够释放出来。
So that they may be released from this bondage.
死亡这个事实就是这样提醒我们。
Death. It is reality that reminds us.
我们在世上只不过是寄居做客旅。
That we are nothing more than a sojourner in this world.
这个世界并非是我们永远的家。
This world is not our permanent home.
我们每一个人更应去渴慕一个等候一个神管理的更美的家乡。
We too yearn and long for a more beautiful place in God.
因此圣经叫我们不要效法这个世界。
So scripture tells us, do not live in this world. We are not to waste our time here.
但很多时候我们忘记了我们做客旅的身份。
We often forget our identity as a sojourner.
好像我因为怕我们当我们同周围的人不同的时候。
Because we may be afraid that we're so different from those around us.
会被人去笑我们做个怪物。
They may laugh at us and ridicule us.
会被人去说我们没有一个容忍的心。
That they may say that we don't have patience in our hearts.
Tolerance.
我怕我们会被人讥笑会被人逼迫。
That we would be persecuted and humiliated.
我们都因为好怕，我们好怕人的缘故，去变得我要讨好人。
We are afraid that others can see us that we're not perfect.
咁我哋要讨好人，要 pleasing 边个？去讨好人，去 pleasing 人。
That we would blend in so that we would please others.
为咗要迎合呢个世人嘅口味。
So that we can have this new taste.
为了迎合人的口味呢，我们将这个福音呢变得跟这个世界没什么分别。
So that as we blend in, our gospel will be no different than what the world thinks.
而忘记了我们根本是不应该融入去这个世界的里面。
And we forget that we are not to blend into the world.
第二，我们忘记了我们忙碌赚取的钱财。
We forget that our hard-earned money,
我们好努力要建立，我们要去建立那个身份。
To build our identities.
没一样东西是我们可以带走的。
There is nothing that we can take with us.
所以圣经常常说，我们不要依赖那些无定的钱财。
And scripture always reminds us, do not depend on these temporary things.
世上的东西一切都会过去。
All worldly things will fade away.
只有神真的是永远不变的。
Only God is unchanging and eternal.
我们只不过是神，我们只是神在这个世界上面的管家。
We are the,the stewards for God in this world.
是就到神去委托我们暂时去管理和使用。
It is what God gives us for us to temporarily care for.
你说我们住在，我们只不过在这里逗留几晚的时候。
When we stay only a few nights,
我们不会说将很多的时间和精神去装修这个酒店的房间。
We do not spend a lot of time and effort in decorating our hotel rooms.
我们的房间，其实我们每一个人都拥有我们的房间，只是我们用来招待和我们同样是客旅的人。
Our hotel rooms are,
我们的房间 our house.
Our house is for hospitality, and it is a place where sojourner lives.
我们的车是只是拿来代步。
Our car is just used for transportation.
不是我们的身份的象征。
It is not a status symbol of identity.
因为这个世界不是我们的家的时候。
Because when scripture tells us this world is not our home,
这个世界上也不可以去define我们的value，不可以界定我们的价值。
This world cannot define our values.
反而基督徒的应该好像亚伯拉罕那样。
Christians ought to be like Abraham.
去接受神的呼召。
To answer God's calling,
成为神拯救人类去撤离败坏这个计划的一部分。
So that we can spread his good news and rescue people from sin.
去谦卑去接受耶稣基督的一个主权，救赎的主权。
So that we can accept the sovereignty and power of Jesus.
我们去参与神要将一切同他和好的那个使命。
So that we too will obey the commands of God.
同一去参与神的使命，要一切同神和好这个咁嘅使命。
So that we answer the calling of God and have a good relationship.
我一方面唔系话我哋去逃离呢个世界。
It is not because we come to this world.
亦都唔系话去努力建立我哋个人嘅王国。
Or to build our own kingdom.
但系话藉着呢个努力。被基督的去使用。
But our hard work is for Jesus to use.
在现今的社会的文化的里面。
So that Jesus can use us within the society.
神呼召我们来去这个现今的社会的文化的里面去产生做光做盐的影响力。
So that Jesus calls us to be the light and salt within our community and world.
我们做基督徒并不是说是我自己个人的事。
To be a Christian is not just a personal thing.
不是说我自己跟神的关系。
It is only my relationship with God.
我就在那里我就有平安有喜乐。
And there I have peace, I have joy.
没错，神是会在神会在耶稣基督的里面给了我们很多这些的喜乐，那些福气。
That is correct.God did, through Jesus Christ, gives us such blessings.
好叫我们不贪恋世上那个荣华。
So that we do not join in the worldliness.
而更多的去信靠神，更多的渴慕神。
That we continue to yearn and long for Jesus.
但我们信耶稣不是只是从神的个人的关系。
That we believe in Jesus is not just a personal thing.
更加的神呼召我基督徒的群体他的教会。
That God calls his community and church.
差派我们去入到去礼拜一到礼拜六的工作的里面。
To call us to work, not only Sunday, but from Monday to Saturday.
在礼拜一到礼拜六那个家庭那个学校的生活里面。
Into the schools and into our family lives throughout the whole week.
在那里去做基督的使者。
That is what we are called to do.
去关心神在这个世界上面的工作。
It is to care for God. This is the work in this world.
去关心社会上面嘅唔公平同埋唔公义。
To care about the injustices in this world.
我哋能够凭着信心喺世上嘅过呢个客旅嘅生活。
That it is with faith we carry on our life as sojourners.
唔单止系去建立我哋自己个人嘅名誉。
Not only it's not to build just our identity.
而乃去服侍呢一个世代嘅人。
It is to care for others.
正如嗰首诗歌有福嘅确句咁样讲。
The hymn song Blessed Assurance says,
我们应该更加要仰望的就是那个信心创始成终的耶稣。
That we are to yearn and wait for this Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣是我们那个更大的更有福的确句。
That Jesus Christ is our greatest blessed assurance.
我们听一同起立，我们唱这首的诗歌。
Let us all rise and sing this hymn song together.
有福的确句。
Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance, yeah. Oh, what a fortress, yeah. Oh, what a fortress, yeah. Oh, what a fortress, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Your dreams are mission, perfect visions of rapture, numbers on my side. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my soul. Praising my Savior. Sorry, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
In
perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior all the day long.
我们一起祈祷。
Let us pray.
希望我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当我们还在世上流离，去做客旅的时候，
even as we wander as sojourners in this world,
你差遣你儿子耶稣来拯救我们。
That you call your Son Jesus Christ to come to rescue us.
付上极重的代价，钉在十字架上边。
And he paid the price on the cross for us.
代替我们的痛苦。
He suffered for us.
好叫我们得着这个永远的生命。
So that we can have eternal life.
耶稣成为我们唯一的满足。
So that Jesus Christ is our greatest satisfaction.
因为我们已经在耶稣里面能够得着这个永远的美好的家乡。
Because in Jesus Christ, we have the perfect, beautiful home.
愿你让我们在世上我们继续生活的时候
Help us as we continue to live in this world.
继续在我们每一天的工作我们的家庭我们的校的里面
That each day as we work in our schools, in our families, in our workplace,
能够成为一个光成为这个盐去见证主你
That we would be light and salt of the earth.
求主加添力量
May you give us strength.
奉主耶稣基督的名求
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐
Please be seated.